Du lyssnar på Framgångspodden i samarbete med Acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Det här avsnittet presenteras i samarbete med Framgångsakademin, som är Sveriges största tjänst för personlig utveckling och karriär. Och de har nu lanserat Framgångsakademins app, där du kan kolla på alla kurser direkt i mobilen vart du än befinner dig. Här har du Sveriges främsta experter samlade på en och samma plats i syfte att utveckla dig. I och med detta har vi tagit fram ett once in a lifetime erbjudande där du får gå utbildningar helt gratis första månaden, följt av 80% rabatt som du sen behåller hur länge du vill. Det är alltså ingen bindningstid eller uppsägningstid. Nu är det enbart 500 stycken som får det här erbjudandet, så det är först till kvarn som gäller. Allt handlar om att inte stå stilla på samma ställe, utan istället utvecklas. Och vill du vidare i livet, så är detta det absolut billigaste och bästa sättet du kan göra det på. Det är ett enkelt sätt att levla upp både din karriär och dig själv. Så vad väntar du på? Gå in på kampanj.framgangsakademin.se och signa upp dig direkt. Alltså kampanj.framgangsakademin.se.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to maybe one of the biggest podcasts in the world, Fram Gangspodden, with Alexander Perleros.
Welcome, welcome everyone to a highly captivating interview this week. I had a chance to spend a day with the legendary Wim Hof, but everyone knows him as the Iceman. We were at his academy in the Netherlands. Wim Hof is a renowned Dutch extreme athlete that holds 26 world records for his ability to withstand freezing cold temperatures. He's one of the most influential individuals of our generation. And when I first arrived at his academy, I was one person. However, when I left, I was totally transformed. We talked about his traumatic birth to the unfortunate passing of his wife. Wim is rewriting scientific data of our human body while being on his pursuit to share happiness and inspire millions of people around the world. And so far, he has achieved some insane accomplishments. He has climbed Mount Everest only in shorts, taken an ice bath for 1 hour and 53 minutes. He has injected the deadly E. coli virus and survived. He has created a breathing technique that helps you improve your immune system. And also, he hasn't been sick for the past 40 years. How sick is that? And if you are interested in how we spent our day together, check out my YouTube channel, Alexander Perleros, to see myself doing a 10-minute ice bath by using the Wim Hof breathing method. It was the most insane experience I have ever done, I promise you. And you can check my YouTube channel, go into YouTube and search for Alexander Paleros. And if you're interested to learn more about this, you can check out Wim Hof's Instagram, search for Wim Hof on Instagram or wimhofmethod.com. I hope you enjoy it. Now we can dive into the interview with the most legendary guy I ever met, Wim Hof Iceman.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Framgangspodden with Alexander Paleros.
Alexander.
Alexander,
nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Wim.
And you can have the microphone a little bit down. There will
yes.
be great, great.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of this later. What a entrance! Nice to be here. Nice to be here.
And welcome.
Thank you for coming,
Iceman. Yes. To Framgangspodden, and it's so cool to be here at your place, the Iceman Center.
Yes. Yes, that's right over here. And as you see a lot of palm trees.
Yeah, yeah, palm trees.
I just had little bananas over there. They up there.
Yeah,
you
can have
see
some.
Them. Very little, but I love it. I love it.
And you have many stones as well?
Yeah, I love rocks. All kinds of, it's energy, trapped energy. It's still moving. You think a rock is not moving, but inside the molecules are moving. It's energy. It's amazing. It gives me energy. I love rocks. Mm-hmm. I think the heathens, you know, the natives before, they worshipped rocks. Like it's a sanctuary place. It's natural and you can feel the presence. And I think we lost a little bit of that presence. And that we are great in shooting people to the moon and making bridges, etc. But where are the core values of ours? The purpose deeply inside. The absence of depression, the absence of inflammation is done by feeling the nativeness of ours. And that is in connection, in harmony with the rocks, with the plants, with the animals, with the people around us. Love, in love.
So what was the first time you exposed yourself to cold?
When I was 17, that's 43 years ago, I just saw this thin layer of ice on the water. I was pondering at a Sunday morning in the park, and I saw nobody, and I just felt attraction. I went in, and there, from the inside, I felt so good. It's like, this is it. It's not in words, but that's the feeling. This is it. It's nice, it's good, and I was playing around with the ice. Never had been in ice water as such before. So whenever you feel so good, and only stayed 1 minute, I had a rush later, and I felt good all day long. Then the other day I came back, and I felt it again. And so, since then, I did it every day
every winter. So 43 years ago, I did it for the first time. And you know what happens when you go into the cold water? I began to realize the thing that happens when you go into the cold water is you breathe deep. Yeah. And that deeper breathing brought about that I was able to stay longer and longer controlled in ice water. And ice water is like stress. Ice water is stress on the body, severe stress. Everybody knows it. In Sweden, Finland, Norway, in Russia, that everybody knows. It is cold.
Yeah,
it is stress. Here we are. You got to man up. And this is what I've learned to do through these breathing techniques, to take away, to control the stress, to make swimming in ice water a, I always say, make of your winter a summer. Like what I do is in wintertime, I'm in shorts outside. I'm having a good time, like people in the summer. I swim outside. Yeah. I do yogic exercising, flexibility of my muscles, which needs to be warm outside in the snow. I call it snoga.
Snoga.
Yeah, man. And you can have such a fun going outside in the cold. And then afterwards, take a hot shower. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so good.
We miss out on that. We should take the winter as the greatest station of our years. Now we get the winter depression because there's little light. But you know what the cold does? It produces energy that is like light. Light produces photosynthesis in the trees and in the leaves, produce glucose, life's energy, food for the cells. And but so do we with the cold. We turn the cold into heat, internal heat in the body. It's because it affects the mitochondria, the energy factories inside, and more molecules are manufactured by going into the cold. It's amazing. And then depression is no longer there. Boom. It influences par direct with the endocrine system. The endocrine system is the hormonal system. What is depression? A lack of serotonin uptake and the dopamine. It's out of balance and then you get the pressure loss. That's depression. Now, if you go into the cold, then it activates the endocrine system, and with that, it begins to supply where there is shortage. Where there is a lack, it begins to supply. Natural, because our bodies, they work that way. But we don't know how to bring the energy. The cold, controlled, like gradual cold exposure, is the ability to tackle depression. Depression, but also inflammation. Inflammation is cytokines, and cytokines, they come when the immune system is deregulated through oxidative stress of daily life, of emotions, of the work you have to do, the deadlines.
Actually, I must ask you about this,
yes.
Because this is actually the first time I talk about this. For 3-4 months ago, I was going to the doctors, and I asked them for this. You maybe see a little bit here,
yes.
Little white patches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here, I was like, what is this? Yeah. And they said like, yeah, that's vitiligo. And that's autoimmune diseases.
Yeah,
right.
And disorder.
And I asked them, for those guys that don't know what vitiligo is, it is the pigment is lost on the skin.
Yeah.
I asked several doctors, and they said that it isn't a cure. But have you met many people with... I know that you have met many people with autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, yeah. Vitiligo, psoriasis, and all kinds of skin conditions.
Does your method cure?
Yes, absolute. It absolutely battles the cytokines responsible for the autoimmune disorder. And that is IL-6, IL-8. those are pro-inflammatory, and then you have IL-10, anti-inflammatory, and those need to work. We were not able to make them work at will. But these breathing exercises have shown in the university to take down the responsible inflammatory markers for vitiligo, but also psoriasis or any other autoimmune disease, to bring them down. That is bringing down the cause of the inflammation, which is the overreactive immune system, and to bring up the right pro-inflammatory response, the IL-10, who battles it. And then we had no control over that, and now we have shown to be able to have a control within 10 minutes.
All right. What do you recommend me to do? Is it take a cold shower every day?
Yes.
And also the breathing?
Yes.
You start the breathing every day in the
Absolutely.
Morning as well. I have started to do, I've done it for like a month right now. Your breathing technique, that's amazing. I'm 34 right now, but when I was 20, I were a mine clearance diver in the Swedish Navy. That's why I have this frog on my. So it's like.
Actually, next week I got generals here,
all right.
Of the Marines, and I trained also the SEALs in America, but in Pearl Harbor. You know, the special forces.
Yeah.
They love it. They love That's it awesome. Because it. What happens? They deal with a lot of stress, stress and sleep deprivation. See, sleep deprivation, and the breathing really calms all the stress down.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I try this, I said to my wife, "You must try this. This is so crazy. It's like you take. I've never taken drugs, but this is like you take like so much drugs.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
Yeah.
And but also when I were a diver, I could hold my breath for like 3-4 minutes. When I did your breathing, I hold for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
amazing,
holy shit.
Yeah.
I were a diver, elite diver for a couple of years. And I hold my breath longer with your breathing technique for like 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, then amazing.
And I couldn't, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I must especially felt bloody great to feel it. I always say feeling is understanding. Just do it and you feel it. We have it endorsed by science and all. We have a potential waiting for us. It's bigger than we ever thought possible to control. And now it's there. You say within 2 weeks, I say within a half hour, you're going to change yourself. You're going to awaken to your potential. And you know what? There is much more there. It's only we give a direction, a new angle, a new opening to our potential. And and for that, your work here, to bring this to the people is respectful, great.
So yeah, from Kilimanjaro, we must talk a little bit about Mount Everest.
Mount Everest,
Mount
yeah.
Everest, altitude at 7,200 meters to the death zone.
Yeah, yeah, I was
in
at 7,500. 7.5 in the death zone, like
that's crazy.
About 10 times, up and down, up and down, up and down. But the last one, I wanted to go to the summit, in short, and in the death zone.
How cold was it?
It's not only the cold; it's like the lack of oxygen. It's only 1/3 of the oxygen left. That makes it so difficult. Not so much the cold. The cold, yeah, I mean, when there is a wind going on, and then it's like a whip. It's like torture on your skin. It's like knives pricking at you. But it's most of it is the lack of oxygen. Because for combustion, for energy, you need oxygen. When there is no oxygen, then it's like you can feel your skin, but when there is a slice, when you cut in your skin,
you will not heal.
Then you do this, and it is very painful. That is what when you have no oxygen and you are in the cold, it's like an open wound, and you are feeling over it instead of having skin. That is a little bit the feeling. Mm-hmm. So, but I felt good.
You felt good.
I felt good. We have a innate capacity to adapt to severe stress. And that's what I've shown. But 3 months before I was on this on the North Col of Mount Everest and did it all, I was in Finland and I run half a marathon in shorts, barefoot.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. And my left forefoot after 18 kilometers became frozen. Now it's okay. It's all okay. But not at that moment. It had no blood flow anymore. And it was like a cold injury.
Whoa.
Was inflicted. And the doctor said, it's irreparable cell damage done, they said. And you have to take this and that and all the medicines. That was 3 months before the Mount Everest was going to take place. Or three and a half months later, I was on in the death zone of Mount Everest. But three and a half months before, I was just after the half marathon barefoot in Finland, beyond the polar circle. So the doctor said, dermatologist professor in front of TV and showing, this is irreparable damage and you can, it's like that and dead meat and your necrosis, you will get right. We have to cut it out in 4 months. 4 months? But in 4 months, I got already the money raised to go to the expedition at Mount Everest. What are you telling me?
I don't have time to wait.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to wait 4 months and take a box full of medicines. I never took the medicines. I began to heal myself through these techniques, through the breathing. And 1 month later, my foot was healed. 3 months later, I was on Mount Everest. And then I was in the death zone. And then I felt my foot from the inside. And I'm crazy, but I'm not an idiot. In the death zone, it was going all great, but I felt my foot. And then I thought, it's still not completely healed. So I turn around.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Do you take any supplements or vitamins to enhance your performance?
No, not at all.
How often do you eat?
I eat once a day.
Once a day.
After 6 o'clock.
After 6 o'clock. And what do you eat?
Mostly vegetarian.
Yeah.
And sometimes fish. Okay. Nice.
Why not meat? I'm a vegan, so I don't eat. But why do you not eat meat?
First of all, did you see cows in the street?
Yeah, cowspiracy.
The cows are not living in the street. It's all not natural the way meat is being processed. And they put a lot of shit in chemistry.
Antibiotica.
Antibiotics.
Hormones.
Hormones. What was it? These grow hormones, etc. It's all not natural. And our bodies are not able to process this. Mm. And because they are not built to process chemistry, which is alien, which is not ours. But it is in there. And with that, the fear. Fear also in the animals comes into us. Mm. We also deal with that. The thing is, meat is taking like 10 times more plant material to grow one piece of meat. Mm. So plant-based proteins are equal to meat proteins. This is... It's only built in that we eat so much meat. We are actually collectors. We got a physiology to collect. And I take myself away from prejudice, be vegan, be, how do you say these, people who are just eating meat. Doesn't matter, or vegetarian, or half, or pescatarian, or this. Mm-hmm. And all to me, it's like politics. I think you have to learn that life is life and food is life. And if you take life, you take something else too. A lot of shit. And it also comes to you. But it's all up to you. There's only one thing I say, don't, you do, really don't eat meat as much as being presented. We are presented
not
in
eat
society.
Meat, you said
breakfast. Yes.
Yeah.
Not only meat, but you don't. If you eat less, you become better. Your neurology is being tested and revised every day. If you it's called now intermittent fasting. And I already did it when the name was not existent, like 40 years. I began
so 40 years ago. You've done it for 40 years?
Yes.
All right.
And I eat once a day, 40 years long now. And I feel...
How big is your meal? Is it like it's four plates?
Until I feel complete, done, it's normal.
It's a normal. So
it's a normal.
How many calories do you get every day?
I don't know. I just eat to my heart's content.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's it.
And you are never sick?
No sickness, no.
You have not been sick for how many years?
Yeah, too many years maybe. I'm sorry for the doctors and the pill industry, but I'm not a customer of yours. That's kind of a joke, you know.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm healthy. I'm healthy and I got stacks of energy. I got so much energy. And that is, you know, food equals energy. Mm. Mm. But too much food takes energy to process.
Now it's time for Train Sister Fregor.
Okay, we jump into the last questions. And the first one, what advice would you given to your 30-year-old self?
30 years and or 20 years, you know, younger self, I say, just keep on, man. You're a good motherfucker.
Great. Okay, if you only have 10 minutes a day to do a new routine, what do you recommend to do?
10 minutes, if you only have 10 minutes, then... at least do two rounds of these breathing. We have a free app on our website, and you can go there and you see
Wim Hof dot
Wim Hof method .com. And there is a free app. You take it on. You get all the basics of the breathing. And if you only have 10 minutes, that 10 minutes, even 1 minute of that breathing is 10 times better off not doing it. The right. outcome is by far more than the investment you give. Mm. You learn to become the alchemist by just in a couple of minutes, deeper breathing within yours. You change your chemistry. You become the alchemist. Mm. You make your body positively in chemistry, alkaline. We did the studies in the blood. So it's all there. And then a cold shower. Cold shower a day.
Keep the doctors away. That's awesome. And right download on. The app. That's very, very good at Wim Hof method.com.
Yes, sir.
And also my last question, is there a new extreme record that you would like to accomplish?
The thing is, right now I'm into many scientific programs, but yeah, you know, the blood goes as the blood goes. It goes where it cannot go. So I think of doing a new Kilimanjaro climb and go even faster. And that's coming in February. Hmm? I'm 60 years old now, and I think it's time for a new world record.
Whoa. Interesting. And if you want to learn more, you can go into your website, wimhofmethod.com. And also you have a YouTube channel as well?
Yes.
Wim Hof. Okay, and Instagram. You can have
The Iceman Wim Hof or something. I do not even know.
Iceman Wim Hof. That's right.
They make all kinds of things, and it's nice. It's good.
And you have courses here?
Yeah, I got courses, retreats, events all over the world, and we even got an academy. So we teach doctors, not only doctors, also carpenters. Anybody who is motivated is able to become a therapist with these techniques. Who have shown themselves in science to be very effective and very accessible.
That's amazing. And it has been a pleasure to have you here and also to be here. And now it's going to be so interesting to take a nice ice bath in at least 10 minutes.
10 minutes
in hell.
10 minutes is coming. It's like...
10 minutes in fucking hell.
Yes. It's like from hell to heaven. 10 minutes is like time from time to timelessness. Mm. No time. It's like experience. Mm. And you are in control. So you get a deeper control within yourself today. Mm. Mm. And with that, I thank you to have come to my place.
Thank you very much.
So for me to be on your podcast. It's great. It's a synergy. It's alchemy. It's chemistry. And this is going to reach out to so many people. And there's so many people deserve so much better techniques, tools, and awareness. And we will give it. And that because we love everybody.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much. Wim Hof, the Iceman.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Fram Gang Spotty with Alexander Prelaros.
I hope you enjoy listening to this episode, and it was so amazing to meet him in the Netherlands. And I was one person before and one person after. When I start with his breathing technique and also his cold showers and cold therapy, I feel like a new guy. I'm less stressed up and I feel more relaxed and calm. And you must do this every morning. And yeah, what can I say? If you want to listen to some other episodes in English, I have some good ones. I have Simon Sinek and also Jordan Peterson. That's very, very good. And I will this February I will meet another legendary guy, and that is Robin Sharma, that have wrote the book The Monk That Sold His Ferrari. That would be an amazing episode as well. Oh, thank you very much for your time and that you listen to this podcast. Thanks, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.